Thank you, Mr. Chair. We really appreciate this discussion on risks, and we broadly agree with the topics that you have listed. We're moving very fast, and what we're going to contribute at this stage is just the first reaction. We might come back with more specific points later. I also want to say that it's hard to follow the distinguished colleague of Pakistan who spoke just before me, because a number of the points that I'm going to say, he just made them very eloquently. Our overall understanding on the broader topic of risk mitigation, confidence building measures, is that in addition to measures that are strictly necessary to ensure compliance, we also need additional measures, complementary. And our view is also that such measures must not be in the vacuum. They must not stand isolated. They must not stand instead of a clear regulation. And one way to see this is that we perhaps would, you know, anticipate a further, a future legal instruments with prohibitions and regulations, and then a complementary set of practices, measures, for instance, outlined in an annex to a protocol or to an instrument of whatever nature it is. And we think we can now start thinking a little bit more clearly about how this could articulate the provisions, the legal provisions, and then further measures. But at this stage, I would first like to pick up the discussion about the risks overall. And like other speakers before me, try to talk a little bit about what we have here on the screen. Our first and general point, and here, as Pakistan has just said, we think that this list could be streamlined, structured, categorized. We have talked about risks in the past, and we were able to line them up in a coherent fashion. Then a second very important point relates to what Austria and Mexico have said before us. Risks must be really better understood. There are many possible risks that we are just about to understand here. We might not yet have the full picture, even risks, there might even be risks that today are yet unknown. This is really a difficult discipline here for us because the technologies are emerging, and so it will be very important that we start thinking about how we will be able to continuously improving our understanding of risks in a comprehensive manner. And that comprehensive manner, that brings me to another general point. It's important for us that we, in this forum, where we pursue an IHL focus, stay aware of the fact that while IHL compliance is extremely important, and non-compliance is, of course, an enormous risk as these weapons develop, there's also other risks and concerns. Risks that go beyond of what we are looking at usually in this forum. For instance, ethical aspects, they have been mentioned by others, but then also potential impact on international security, stability, for example, possibility of an arms race, escalation risks, decrease in crisis stability. And then we have more technical risks. Guiding Principle F in 2019 already referred to physical security, hacking, data spoofing, etc. Then we've also talked a lot about the unintended biases related to gender, race, age, ability, etc. And we've also referred in the past to the risk of acquisition by terrorist groups, non-state actors, and the risk of proliferation. And to end this first intervention, I would just briefly remind delegates of the preambular paragraph 4 of the UNGA resolution adopted last year, which kind of made a good summary of the concerns that are out there, perhaps also out there beyond the CCW, and which are on the top of the minds of 177 countries, I believe, and that's concerns about global security, regional and international stability, including the risks of an emerging arms race, lowering the threshold for conflict and proliferation, including to non-state actors. So it's not to say that the risks that on the screen here are not the right ones to list, but it's just to make sure we stay on top of things and have a broader risk perspective, and that we aim to always try to better understand risks that are only about to emerge. Thank you.